Let's go over here to Sig, who's been waiting patiently, and so is Joe, and we'll get to him next. Hi, Sig. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, hello, doctor. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay. I got Parkinson's, and I saw a video online where the doctor injected glutathione into the guy that was in really bad shape. 30 minutes, he seemed like he was almost new. So I wondered, would it make any sense to go to a clinic like yours and learn to self-inject, and would that be financially feasible, or at what point in the progression should you do it if you should?
Right. Well, I'll make that, I am definitely going to answer your question, sir, but I'm going to make that answer number two. Answer number one is even more recent research than the glutathione, which, by the way, is thanks to Dr. David Perlmutter out of Florida. Thanks to Dr. Constantini out of Italy, there is a B vitamin injection that people can learn to do for themselves at home. And it's even cheaper than getting it at the clinic, of course, if you learn to do it for yourself at home. But the reason you can learn to do it for yourself at home is because it is quite harmless. Nobody ever overdosed and died on this stuff. And I rarely heard of a side effect. I heard of one person who was allergic to it, but that's about all. And since we always give the first injection at the clinic, we'll find out if one is allergic to it. And I'd say that was about 1991 when that happened. All right, well, Dr. Constantini found, and if you want to read about this, sir, you put in Constantini, constant, and then INI, constant INI, and Parkinson's, is that if he gave injections of vitamin B1 thiamine, it's called, twice weekly, why, if it was not a far progressed case of Parkinson's, there was always some symptomatic improvement. And if it was early enough after diagnosis, namely within a year or two, oh my goodness, sometimes the problem just turned itself around and the symptoms were totally under control with this 1B vitamin. And that can be given intramuscularly, which is why it can be given at home. Whereas glutathione, in order to be effective, it pretty much has to go IV. All right, so how much did he use? Well, 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams. We usually start with 200, and it's twice weekly. It's not every day. And then we ask people to see if you can back off, and if your symptoms come back, you better return to a higher dose, etc. Some people that we work with have gotten creative and added vitamin B12 because there's old literature that shows that B1 and B12 work together on neurons. But Dr. Constantini said it wasn't a matter of working together. He said he thought, from his research, that there was something the matter with the so-called transporter system for vitamin B1 in the brain. But if you gave a big dose all at once, it sort of overcame that defect in the transporter system and worked anyway. So there you go, sir. If you can find a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and yes, we do this at Tahoma Clinic too, we can have you, if you don't know already, learn how to give yourself vitamin B1 shots. It's very likely to be helpful to some degree. Can't say. Depends on how far your Parkinson's has progressed. And then, if something else would still be of help, there happens to be just what you mentioned, the glutathione that we can give an IV. But most people can't give their own IVs unless they're, you know, IV technicians or something. And that does cost more. So I'd certainly recommend trying the vitamin B1 first. And then a couple of other things, if you don't mind, sir. There was a video on the internet in the 1990s where a doctor over in Austria showed a person with kind of bad case of Parkinson's shuffling up and down the hall and having a little difficulty. And then he gave that person intravenously, here we are again, intravenously, something called NADH. NADH. And please write down NADH because you can find tablets of it in the health food store these days. Anyway, he gave the NADH intravenously. And within a few minutes on that video, the guy's walking up and down the hall without any problems. I am not kidding you, sir. That's what happened. And one can find NADH in a 5-milligram size in nearly every health food store, Tahoma Clinic dispensary, compounding pharmacies, all those places, in a tablet. And it has been tried orally. And about 75% of the people who tried it reported a reduction in Parkinson's symptoms. Okay, time for me to shut up. That hopefully is helpful, sir. And any questions about that I just covered?
Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome.